Learn Simen Lamed Dalet, which is entitled Birchas Se'erusin Vim Tzara Chasara. This is obviously a lot more familiar to us than the other stuff we've been doing. So the Mechaber writes, it's a small simen here, a few sifim, but the first line he writes, Kol HaMekadesh Isha, Bein Aidei Atzma, Bein Aidei Shliach. A person gets engaged to a woman, whether it's by himself, he does the Kiddushin, or he sent a Shliach. And Rashi, not in Rashi, rather, Beis Shmuel on the top, Sifkat and Aleph points out, Aideh Shliach, the source is Dichsiv Vayivarchu, it's Rivka, Vayeliezer, Hayeshliach. Eliezer was a Shliach to do Kedushin for Rivka, and Yitzchak and Rivka. So we see Shliach's works, and there's a bracha as well. He said, Vayivarchu is Rivka, they made a bracha. So says the Mechaber, so again, Kol Mekadesh Isha, Bein Aideh Atzma, Bein Aideh Shliach, even through Shliach, one says a bracha. Who, O Shliach, you have the option, either the Mekadesh could say the bracha, the Meshalayach, even though he's not really there, or the Shliach, in this case it was Eliezer, said the bracha. Now, V'yesha, there are those who say, the Acher Mevarach, someone else says the bracha, it should not be the Chassan saying the bracha, and it shouldn't be the Shliach of the Chassan, it should be someone else, V'chei Nagin. And the reason is, we'll see, look at Beis Shmuel, top right, Sifkat and Beis. Why should an Acher Mevarach, why does the Mesada Kedushin say the bracha? It's so strange. The one who's doing the mitzvah is the Chassan. So why is the Mesada Kedushin the one saying the Birchas HaMitzvah? Says the Beis Shmuel, Shelo Levayesh Mishen Yodei Levarach, not to embarrass the person who doesn't know how to say a bracha properly. Vimleka Acher Yevarach HaChassan. Now, if there's nobody else there who's able to say the bracha, so then the Chassan's allowed to, because really the bracha's on him. But in order not to embarrass anybody, it's different. It's the same thing they compare to the Baal Kore. Person gets called up to the Aliyah the way it used to be, is everyone knew Kriyas HaTorah. So whoever got called up did the Aliyah, he read it. Nowadays, most people don't know. So the Baal Kore reads it all the time just to make sure no one gets embarrassed. So then, well, some people do know it. Okay. So then, that's not what we were saying. Okay. So then the Mechaber says, what's the nusach of the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, al harayos v'asar lanu es harusos, v'irtir lanu es hanesuos lanu, aydei chuba v'kudushin, 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 different yourselves. Baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael. That's the nusach. And then, v'yesha omrim nusach ha-bracha b'lashen acher, ki omrim v'hitir lanu, Hanesuis aide chuppa. They permit the married ones through chuppa the kedushin. The chosim baruch ata Hashem mekadesh amo Yisrael aide chuppa the kedushin. V'chei noagin b'medinos elo. That's the nusach of the Ashkenazim, what the Ramah just presented there. So, in regards to the nusach, before I do the next line there, so look at the taz. I think everybody has a taz on the bottom there. So the taz all the way to the bottom there. Sif katan beis. It's two lines down, at least in my taz. So he writes, "V'tzivanu ha'arayos." He quotes the Beis Yosef here. "B'shem Haran hiksha heyach matzinu bracha kazu shemevarchan ala iser." Where do we find the bracha on iser? Thanks a lot for giving me the iser of kedushin. V'alo ein mevarchan she'asu lanu ever minachai. You don't say such a bracha. V'hitu lanu ashelcha. What? Yeah, but that's not an iser of being a gum. That might be in the negative. But it's not
negative.
It's a negative, but it's not an iser. You're not saying a bracha. Thanks for the bracha of the ever minachai. Fine. So then, the tirits, the answer that Ron gives is, De'ein brachazu birchas ha-mitzvah. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah mamish. De'ein levarach v'tzivanu ha-kadushin. Shein kan gemar mitzvah. It's not a completion of a mitzvah. He's kind of wavering here. It's a partial mitzvah. It's not a gemar mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Shareya dayin b'chusr k'nisa l'chuppah. Didn't complete the ma'isa mitzvah until there's a chuppah. U'b'shas ha-chuppah. Ein levarach, but you can't say bracha when you do the chuppah, when you do the gemiras ha-mitzvah. Why? Kevin shekvar kiddush, and you ready to the kedushin. Uch shebol kadesh ulakanes bepamachas lo roy l'sakein lo bracha b'fnei atzmo. Ela bracha hi al kedushas Yisrael. So again, if you look at the Ran more carefully, it sounds like the machlokas in general, whether kedushin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo or is it simply a hechsher for peruvu. If you assume it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so then it's going to be a bracha birchas a mitzvah. This is the machlokas Rambam and the Rush. If you assume it's simply a hechsher for the mitzvah peruvu, so what's the need for bracha? You don't say a bracha on hechsher mitzvahs. So then you would say that the Rush says it the way that's simply a birchas hashevach. You're praising Hashem for just all the various mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah of the iser. It's a birchas hashevach, and that's in essence what the Ran is getting at here.
So why is it worded as a bracha on the iser?
Why is it worded as the iser?
The
bracha, the way you say it, is like
you're right. So very good. So this is what the Taz asks. Taz is not so comfortable with this. Look what the Taz writes. The Taz writes, if you where are we now, velo nira bederecha, veli nira bederecha chayitz. To me, it appears a whole another approach as to why there's such a nusach of a bracha. He was trying to figure out exactly the nusach and understand it. Why is there a praise on being having something mutter to? Vimkein, if that's the case, nitzarech shevach al kol davar shu mutter. That means you should say praise on everything that's a mutter to us. Why davka v'hitter lanu as a nesuos? Visu, moreover, mehe teisel iser ish b'ishto. What's the source of the iser of a husband to a wife? I'm not sure what he's getting at that question. But veneerly, it appears to me, letaret b'derech zeh, dematzinu shedarshu razal al pasuk bochel mishbechosav. Why were they crying? Al at Har Sinai. Al iske mishpechosav dainu al harayo shenesu lehem. Beforehand, they only have the din b'nei Noach. B'nei Noach have less isum of harayo supplied to them. But came Kabbalah Torah, more isum replied. So they started to cry. They had people who they're married to. They had to divorce now. V'kidei lahoros, in order shenachnu einam kimam, to say that we are not those who stood at the foot of the mountain. We were not like them. We're not crying about this. Einam kimam liyos mitstar al iser. We're not bothered by such isum. Ela adrav, the opposite shu. Anu modim u'shabchen al shezachinu l'kedusha. That we're so happy we're able to have such kedusha. V'lo tzar lanu bazeh. It's not giving us any pain. V'amar acharkach derech lozu afzu. It's like not this and not even that. The lo mi boy shein anu mitzarin aliser. Not only we're not upset about the iser, but anu mitzarin zar aliser arayel sharei davar zeh afil b'umos machzikin iser bem elafilu baruso shalonu asar talanu afilu hachi ein anu mitzarin. We have more isurim and we're still not bothered. V'lo oh, not only that elafilu b'nesu shalonu shein mutarin elay dechup of kedushin. We have all these restrictions how to get married. Tainu b'tarti new two things kedushin. Just one of them is losagi. It's not enough, and still the zed nechshav chalila yosu letzar. That should create more pain for us. Nonetheless, anachnu ein mitzarin bazeh el adrabu anu mishabchin oscha alzeh shektestanu bazeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us nimsa shemasha omim v'hitalanu ein a kavana al haheter. It's not the heter; it's permitted el al hadiuk shelo hutalanu el dafkai de nishnei kedushos. That we're happy that this was allowed to us through two actions v'agav nizkar my time of emes b'kach. So that's the whole idea here. He says we're celebrating the fact that we're not upset about all these restrictions that the Torah places upon us. That's the nusach, the understanding according to the Taz. Okay, let's go back up to the Mechaber now. So after we've presented you've done the Ma'aseh Kedushin, you've said the bracha, says the Mechaber, the last line of Sif Aleph, v'achar sheyigmar bracha, yikadesh. After you've said the bracha, that's when you do the Kedushin. So that's what we do. We say the Hagafen, we say the Kedushin, the bracha of Kedushin, and then you hear the chasen das harayat mekudesh shli b'tabazu kedas Moshe, the Yisrael. So let's look now at the Mechaber, for the Beis Shmuel rather. The Beis Shmuel says, why do we say the bracha beforehand? Acha sheyigmar, ledas kama poskim, many poskim hold. What? Oh, sorry, Sipkat and Dalad. Beis Shmuel writes, v'acha sheyigmar, after you've said the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Uledas kama poskim mekadesh kodim habracha. Many say, first you do harayat mekudesh li, first the Kedushin, and then you say the bracha. Why? She might retract. Right, that's the reasons why why don't you say a bracha on tzedakah? I'm about to give a mitzvah tzedakah, and the Ani might say, you know, I'm not interested. I want a $20 bill. I don't want the dollar bill. He walks away, and you don't get a mitzvah. You say a bracha levatala. So you might say the bracha, or the Masada Kedushin is going to say the bracha on Kedushin. He's going to put out the ring, and she's going to say, you know what? I'm walking out of this place. And then it's a bracha levatala because there was no mitzvah. So that's how some say, really do the Kedushin first, and then say the bracha afterwards. However, onan kaimlan we paskin lichatchila yivarech kodim hakedushin kidei sheyehe over lasiyasan, that the bracha, the bir, this is assuming it's a birchas mitzvah, that you say the birchas mitzvah prior to the ma'isa mitzvah of kedushin. So that's one of the nafkaminas. We'll get to the drinking in just a moment about who the drinking. But they say in terms of the whether kedushin's a mitzvah or it's simply a hechsher mitzvah. So is the bracha a birchas mitzvah? There was a bracha a Birchas Shevach, so if it's a Birchas Mitzvah, then it has to go before the Ma'aseh Kedushin. The Birchas Shevach, it's always after the Ma'aseh. When you see lightning, when you hear thunder, it's only after you've seen the greatness, the godliness of Hashem. So if it's really Birchas Shevach, it should really be after you've done the Ma'aseh Kedushin. That's part of this debate. Okay. Let's go now to the... Yeah.
The Rechavit does not talk about the Baruch HaGafen here.
Correct, he does not.
Was that a Takanot Chazal that it has to be El Hayayin?
No, the, if you look at the next Sif, he mentions it.
Because it's, you would think that, that would show that it's more of a Berachas HaShevach, not a Berachas HaMitzvah, the fact that we do it El Hayayin.
On
the Berachas HaMitzvah do we do El Hayayin?
The Mila.
Make a Baruch HaGafen and get the Sfarim do it.
Well, we don't we say a guffin when you drink it? But that's part of the knisasa. Yeah, we did say a guffin and they drink it, but that
not
might be
before,
part of
not before the mila.
Not before the mila, but we do it in the process. That might be just more connecting to the shema, the naming of the baby, maybe. So I'm not sure that's a raya though.
We make a bracha.
Kiddush.
By the kriyas, the kiddush itself is the mitzvah. The saying of the words in the kiddush. Kiddush is not a birchas a mitzvah. Kiddush is the mitzvah.
So, but the guffin is on that birchas mitzvah.
The guffin is on the mitzvah of kiddush. That's why I would say by a bris, even that the guffin would be on the mitzvah itself. He was saying guffin on a bracha. That's
yeah, I'm not sure if they talk about it. Whenever there's a mitzvah that you can say, we try to do them on kosher bracha. We try to use a kiddush birchas geffen. I'm not sure if that's a raya in either direction.
Okay.
And I don't remember that being discussed, but I could be wrong. Okay. So now they say again, the mechaber again says, "Acher shigmar bracha yikadesh fine." How are we doing with time here? It's an interesting Pischei Tshuva, but I guess we could skip that. He talks about, I'll tell you outside what the Pischei Tshuva says. He discusses an androgynous gang married to a woman that there would be no bracha in that case because unclear, even though it's a good nisuin, unclear exactly the status of an androgynous. So therefore, we don't make a bracha, but that nisuin could take place. And he gets into another conversation about a cheresh who cannot say a bracha. So we allow them to get married, but there is no bracha there either because a cheresh can't say a bracha, and we know brachos are not miakvos, but there still is a nisuin, exactly. So let's go further. Let's go to Sif Beis. Sif Beis says the Mechaber, Nogu lahaster bracha zu, as you were saying, al kos shel yayin, umivarch alav tchila, you say a guffin first, v'acharkach mivarch bracha zu, referring to birchas erison, v'im'ein sham yayin, o sheichar, mivarch osa, bifnei asmu. So then you would say, without the saying the bracha, on the wine. Okay, so the if you look at the notes of Kalim here, let's first take a look at the Ber Hetev. You see the Ber Hetev of Sif Katan Beis? The Ber Hetev writes Yayin. He says, "Besefer Ber Sheva Kasev Sheizahir Chasan Lishtos Revis Levarach Brach Achrona." No one's ever seen this, I don't think. They don't have this at Sfarim weddings either, right? So he says, if you take a Revis, Ber Hetev, you see the Ber Hetev on the bottom? Sif Katan Beis. So he says that, huh?
Vav.
Oh, it's Vav. I'm sorry, it's Vav. Mine's okay. There's a Vav there. Yeah, it's based on Sif based, but Sif got on Vav. He says the Chassan. He says the custom was that the Chassan should drink a revis in order to say bracha achrona. The Knesset Gedola Kasev Alav Lo Reisi Bismanenu Ze Nizhar Mekach. I've never seen anybody who was careful on this. Ella Kol Shetam and Tima Echad died enough to have a little sip, and that's the practice to have just a little sip of the wine. So then, if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, now Sif Katan Hei, he writes, Nagu Lahazdir, the Messiah Kedushim would say this on a kosher bracha, Ein B'tefer Pnei Yeshua B'kunshas Achron, L'maseches Ksuba Sif Chaf Beis, Shetamim Ma'od Al Ma'ash Nagu, De'achem Rivarach Birchas Ayayin Alakos, V'achosin V'akala Shosin Mimenu, but the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink from this. How could I, as the Masada Kedushin, say a bracha? Came in the name of Shos. I'm not drinking mimenu. So there's a concept that I can only be motzi with bracha if I'm chayiv, like you're chayiv. When it comes to birchas hanenin, I cannot be motzi a person birchas hanenin. I can't say a shahakol and you be yotzei the shahakol. The only exception is, what are the two exceptions?
Kiddush
and Motzi. Those two cases where it's really a birchas mitzvah, those things. You're saying it ala mitzvah. So I'm chayv in the mitzvah of shalat three sudos. I'm chayv in the mitzvah of kedusha, of kiddush. So I could say that birchas nenin takes on a different nature. I could be Motzi somebody else. But there's no, as you're saying before, there's no mitzvah that's taking place here on the kiddush, not on the mitzvah here. That's just to make it a nice thing to have a kosher bracha, to say a guffin. It's really a birchas nenin. So how could I say the bracha and they drink it? They don't have they're basically drinking without a bracha, and I'm saying a bracha without drinking. We're both violating Yisurim here. V'heyach yotzina, from where we are now, v'eich motzi chavero, do havle birchas anenin, bishla birchas nesuin, efshir, came into tunin kos Hadar Havale Davar Shebechova. So when it comes to the Nisun, the Shavuot Brachos, that bracha we say Agafen, that might make more sense, he says. That's more of a mitzvah related. It's more of a chiyuv. Masha'ink and Birchas Erusin. What's the idea of saying Kiddush here? It's a Birchas Anenin. The Efshir says, Pnei Yeshua, Kevin de Mikol Makom, Iker Hayayin, Lav Lehenos, Mechavin, Choshev Shapir, Kibirchas HaMitzvah. We're not drinking the wine to get Hanah from here. We're making it to be a nice, kosher bracha makes it a much nicer event. So it's kind of taking on more of a Birchas HaShevach or of some level of Chova, so I'm being motzi you, but the Pnei Yeshua is not so comfortable with this. Exactly. That's the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Exactly. It's taking, that's a big chiddush of Pnei Yeshua, but he's bothered by this.
So what does he say you should do? Should everybody drink?
Very good. So he doesn't say anything, but this is where it comes to the famous chumra of the briskers. The briskers. So the briskers do this as follows. It's brought down in the Sefer, but it's a well-known chumra of the briskers. It quotes here that they would intentionally spill the wine onto their hand as a Masada condition, and then they lick it off their pinky or whatever other finger they get, and this way they would say the bracha and it's chal on them. I'm not sure how it helps the chas and the kala. They still haven't said a bracha, so I'm not sure if they would advise the chas and the kala to quietly say bracha on their own.
Why doesn't that help the chas and the kala?
I can't say a shakal for you.
Well, I
can't say a guffin for you either.
Only a kid.
Only when there's a mitzvah that connects us. There's no mitzvah.
We're having grape juice together.
No. We're having tonight grape juice.
What if somebody's not able to, you know, he just doesn't know how to make
a situation where there's a case of it, you try to teach him. In the case where a person's not sure if he said a bracha or not, so that's a situation where you could be yotzei ma'ashahakol because it's suffik. That's like, but it's in the case of a suffik. In general, you cannot be motzi person a birchas hanenim.
Unless they held that for the kedushin. It's a Birchas Nen, and for the Chas and the Kaila, it's a Birchas Mitzvah.
Even then, if you say that way, but it doesn't seem that they assume it's a Birchas Mitzvah, even Lagabe the Chas and the Kaila. So some might say to whisper it, but...
Doesn't that they use white wine? Isn't it better to use red wine as a Mitzvah? They use the white so they don't get the gown.
Yeah, correct. The red wine, we find, when it comes to Kiddush and Leil Seder, when it comes to Friday night, we have such a concept... But there's no Indian here that I've seen, at least, about using red wine.
What about the salmon?
What about...
When you make some...
That's in the context of mitzvah.
But that's itself is, I guess...
So we have Soto HaMotzi and Agafen are also Birchas HaNenin, but when they're in the context of a mitzvah, so then it takes on the nature of a Birchas HaMitzvah as well. Okay. Okay, now, in light of what we saw in the Be'er Sheva, that he said the custom was to drink a Mali Lugmov, so it's brought down here in the Imre Yaakov that one shouldn't really drink so much because there's a concern he might get drunk. So because of that, it's a better advice to have a Te'ima enough. A Te'ima is enough. There's no need to have any more. Mali Lugmov is nice, showing the hiddur of the mitzvah, but it's not. There's no real inyan of having a Malo Lugmov or Revius. It's enough to have a Te'ima. Okay, now what a Masada Kedushin should tell the Chasam Akala, though, is that even though the Pnei Yeshua has a good kasha, in the end of the day, we rely on the Masada Kedushin's bracha to work for the Chasam Akala. So you should tell them that when I'm saying the bracha, I'm having you in mind, and you should have in mind that you're being yotzei with my bracha, but you're doing the drinking, not me. That's what should be said to them. Okay.
They just make enough, huh?
They can, but that has not been the practice for many generations and centuries, they've said, so we don't do that. But if it is, let's say the Chasam Kala are not on the same page as the Masada Kedushin. So Masada Kedushin says a bracha, and he doesn't drink. And I give it to the Chasam Kala, and then they end up saying their own bracha, quietly. So that means his bracha wasn't chal on anything, and he gets a bracha of Atala. So if you're doing that, just make sure everyone's on the same page. So now...
That's the chumra of the brisket. That's why he drinks.
He drinks for that reason, right.
To avoid a bracha of Atala for himself.
For himself, exactly. But we all assume, most assume that bracha is going on the Chasam Kala. But many times... The Masada Kedushin doesn't tell the Chasam Kala. So the Chasam doesn't really care about brachas. He's a Chasam, but the girl is always so frum. And she's like, should I say bracha or not say bracha? And she's like, we're trying to whisper without making a hefsek, and she's not knowing what to do. Should she say bracha or not say bracha? I've seen it so many times. So that's a good advice to warn the Kala that don't say bracha, rely on my bracha, and just drink it.
If hefsek,
if she doesn't know if she needs to say bracha or not. So now she asks, do I say bracha? So her saying, do I say bracha? Is mafsik between the Masada Kedushin's bracha.
Right, if she says her own bracha.
So it's a good idea for the Masada Kedushin.
What if she says her own bracha?
There's bracha itself for the Masada Kedushin.
No, but it's okay.
Right. No, most don't lick. Most Masada Kedushins don't lick it. Most don't. Some do, but most don't. Should tell them. Yeah, sure. Mitzvah Kedushin is supposed to say that right before he says the bracha, I'm being mechavin you, I'm being motzi you, have in mind, I'm being motzi you, and my bracha is for you. But they don't always remember. There's a lot to remember. It's a lot of pressure up there. Everyone's staring at you. Not so easy. What? No, no, you should tell them, sure. They have to have the Mishabura rights in general. Whenever you're motzi someone, Mishabura rights, you should, if that's a kiddush at your house, you're having guests, you should, I'm having in mind to motzi everybody who's here. No, but they don't know that being motzi with your bracha. And if they don't know that, then they're not yotzi. How come every kala asks, do I say bracha? Okay, so you should tell them that you're being motzi them. Okay, let's go weiter now. Okay, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel says the we have a few good recordings of. Yeah, this week we have a lot of good recordings when you, Jeremy.
I mean, this is streaming live in here.
That means you better not go home.
Okay, let's go a little weiter here. Sif Gimel. Mechaber writes, Im lo berich birchas erisin b'shah shekidesh, lo yivarech oso b'shah sinasun. If you didn't say bracha during Shas Kedushin, you missed it. You did it a year earlier like they used to, so you don't say bracha later on in the Shas Nesudim. The next part of the Ramah is not Shaykh for us. Talk to a different case, so we'll run through it quickly. He says, V'yesh omrim d'mavarchin oso b'shas Nesudim. No, you do. Even though you missed it in Kedushin, the bracha, you would say it during Shas Nesudim. You can make it up then. The Chay Nogin, that's the practice. Again, they used to get engaged a year before they got married. I feel kiddush isha mizman aruch, even if it was a long time from the kedushin, mevarach and birchas erusin tachas achuppah. You can say the brach of erusin, even though it's years after the kedushin. The yeshomim, others say, the chozer mekadesh osa tachas achuppah. You should do a second kedushin, which doesn't really make sense. Once you're ready engaged, you can't get engaged twice there. Kedeshi you kedushin smuch on the bracha. So all the nosa came on the side said you don't say bracha with shem Hashem. You say brachata. Hashem, you say. You don't say Hashem's name. You say the word. You say the word Hashem. That's what you actually say. It's just a fake. And then v'ayin le'el simin la'mivav la'kamen la'mivav vim berich kvar birchas erusin b'shas kedushin. You say the bracha earlier. Harishonam yeshom v'dechozin v'varchin tachas achopah. You say a second bracha. Belo haskar Hashem mishum harom. So people are not choshish you for not doing kedushin first. Okay, not shayach for us. So then Siv Dalid concludes the Mechaber, and the Simon Birchas Erusin Tzricha Asara Lichachila. Lichachila, you should have 10 people, 10 men, present at the Shas of the Bruch of Erusin. So says the Chelkas Mechokek on the side here, Siv Katan Zayin, Tzricha Asara Lichachila, Kolomar Milvad Shnei Edi Kedushim, aside from the two Edim that have to be there, of course. Tzarech Od Shmona, you need another 8 people, Anashim Af Krovim, even relatives could serve as the 10, as the minion. You know, can obviously be the Aden, but they can be part of this minion. Lios Eitzel, Habracha, to be present during the Bracha. And the Beish Mul writes, in Sifkat and Zayin on the right, Tzricha Asar Lechadchila, Ve'im Leka Asar, if there are not 10, Ein Ikuv, it doesn't, that's not a big problem, big deal. Aval Birchas Nesuin Ma'akiv, you cannot say Birchas Nesuin, you cannot say Sheva Brachos unless there's a full minion.
It doesn't include the Chas.
This does not include the for the birchas hanisun does not include the chasun. Correct. The Gemara in the Ketubis mechag between birchas avelis versus birchas nisun. Okay, let's look. There's one more thing I wanted to see. I think. Okay, no, I think that's all. So okay, let's stop here, and then Mirza Hashem, we will I think do siman lam and hey next the next siman about shlichas l'kedushin. All right, everyone, have a wonderful Shabbos, and by the way, Avi S has sponsored Kiddush tonight in yard site for Rabbi Nassan, which was when?
Which is going to be Sunday.
It's coming Sunday, okay.
Why can't it be a miracle?